And here is what they found. The relapse rates of the group on medication only. 38% out of the 60+% who got better returned back and had the major depression again. 38%, over a third. The group that did medication and exercise, relapse rates of 31%, just under a third of the 60+% who got better. Relapse rates of the exercise group only, and remember, they could continue to exercise or not, that was entirely up to them. The relapse rate of the exercise only group, 9%. Remarkable results. Similar results earlier than the year 2000, all the way back in 1984 for dysthymia. Dysthymia is usually longer lasting, but less acute form of depression. So it's a deep feeling of sadness, lasts for much longer than major depression. But also, exercise helps this. Now, when I first saw this study, and again, there are dozens, if not hundreds of studies by now, replicating this phenomenon on different areas, as I'll talk about in a minute, I said, wow, this is amazing. So exercise is like taking an antidepressant. Seems like it. Exercise is like taking an antidepressant. But when I thought about further, I realized that that wasn't the case. It's not that exercising is like taking an antidepressant. It's rather that not exercising is like taking a depressant. This is more than just a semantic difference.